We are very lucky, and it's a great honor to have here today with us Ms. Julie Ward, member of the European Parliament. Julie Ward is a Labour MEP from the northwest of England. She's also an artist herself, with a very interesting personal story, since she started her working life as a factory floor worker and later became an artist. She co-founded Jack Drums Arts, an artist cooperative that provides a wide range of activities for all sections of the community. In May 2014, she was elected a Labour member of the European Parliament. She's a member of the committees on culture and education, regional development as well, as the women rights and gender equality. Mrs. Ward is also active on several cross-party and cross-committee intergroups, including disability, youth, common goods, policy services, creative industries and LGBTI. She's in a culture and educational committee representative to the Inter-Committee Network on the implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So she is perfect for our project. Ms. Ward, if you want to join me to the part.
Yes, I learned BSL a long time ago, and sorry, this isn't in my script, but I think it's relevant, and I just wanted to begin my conversation because there are more languages than the 24 official languages that the Parliament uses, because for me, British Sign Language is another language, and media is another language, so it's fantastic to be here, seeing that this project has... is really pushing the boundaries in terms of what we might talk about regarding languages. So I'm a member of the Culture and Education Committee, as been described, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the work of the committee and how the Lux Prize fits into that. So the Culture and Education Committee is responsible for all the cultural aspects of the union, such as the dissemination of culture, cultural heritage, cultural and linguistic diversity, as well as for education, the audiovisual policy, the cultural and educational aspects of the information society, youth and sports. The European Parliament plays an equal role with the member state governments in adopting new laws and supervising the union's programmes in these areas. In that regard, the CULT Committee is responsible for the Erasmus Plus programme for education, training, youth and sport, and many young people have the opportunity to access the mobility of one of the pillars of the European Union, the mobility free movement, because of Erasmus Plus. I'm going to be a bit political here. I'm going to tell you that that's at stake in respect of this country's agenda around the referendum. So I'm never sure if I can be political when I come out and speak, but I want people to know that there's a lot of things at stake right now, and that's one of them. Creative Europe supports the European cultural and creative sectors and also the Europe for Citizens programme. The committee also regularly holds public hearings to gather evidence from experts. And we have in September, there is going to be a conference on film education, media literacy in the Parliament. So if anybody's interested in that, come and talk to me later. Examples of the current topics that CULT is dealing with in this mandate are European film in the digital era, and promoting youth entrepreneurship through education and training. But there are many more programs and priorities that we are dealing with. So what about the Parliament and the Lux Prize? Okay, this is the first edition of the Lux Prize catalogue. It has in it information about 80 films. So it's an amazing resource. Since 2007... the European Parliament Lux Film Prize casts an annual spotlight on films that goes to the heart of the European public debate. The Parliament believes that cinema, a mass cultural medium, can be an ideal vehicle for debate and reflection on Europe and its future. The films selected for the Lux Film Prize competition help to air different views on some of the main social and political issues of the day, and as such contribute to building a stronger European identity. The Lux Film Prize can provide the following package: subtitling the finalist films in the competition in the 24 official languages of the European Union, production of a digital cinema package per EU country with corresponding subtitles, educational flyers on each of the finalist films in the 24 official languages of the European Union, production of adapted versions for visually and hearing impaired people, additional promotion of the finalist films and the 10 films shortlisted in the official selection, and a quality label, the Lux Film Prize branding. The filmography contains, as I've said, 80 remarkable European films. And they are arranged in this catalogue with identification against the different committees that the Parliament works across. I made a previous speech, but I'm going off topic a bit because I think some of these things are important. And I noticed that the four films that you had chosen to work with all share a common committee agenda, and that's the committee, it's the LIBE committee, which is the Committee for Home Affairs, Justice and Civil Liberties. And in the back of the catalogue, that is the most common committee that all the films in this catalogue deal with. And I think that just says something about, I think it says something about the questions we're all asking in Europe, whether we're people who've been born here, whether we're people who are coming here, whether we're states that are trying to become part of the Union. This idea of freedom, democracy, rule of law, and how that plays out for yourself as an individual citizen is really, really crucial, and crucial for our future citizens too. So a little bit about Fred. Fred at School is a wonderful, inclusive project with films made accessible to visual and hearing impaired audiences. And this is of interest to me, not for all the reasons that have, not just for all the reasons that have already been said, but also because I'm a children's rights champion and I advocate for the rights of excluded, marginalized children and young people as much as I do for children who are perhaps more privileged and have those for whom it's easier to access their rights. And I co-founded a children's rights intergroup in the Parliament. And last weekend I was at a children's rights festival in Mantua, which was using film as the primary medium through which to have this discourse about children's rights. Anyway, your films have been selected with subject matter relating to pertinent issues of European citizenship and correlating to educational curriculum. I take the citizenship bit of my cult portfolio very seriously. I think that culture, education and citizenship constitute the political battleground that we have nowadays. Young people are the citizens of tomorrow, so providing them with critical thinking and intercultural skills is crucial in order to enable active citizens who can become ambassadors for democracy. And I also believe that the main initial focus of the EU cultural policy should be people who are disengaged with Europe and with politics. We need to bring them back into this more active field where they feel that they can help to shape their own futures. And I was never in politics until a year ago. I spent my whole life working in the arts, and I just would like to see more diverse voices, more people from different backgrounds taking that step to become more politically engaged, because politics is about real life, it's about everyday life, it's about all of us. And I kind of feel, well, if I didn't do it before and I can do it now, other people, and certainly young people, we need to give them the hope that they too can become spokespeople, representatives for their peers, for their communities, for their regions, for their communities of interest. As a socialist member, of the European Parliament. So I sit in the Socialist and Democratic bloc, which is where the Labour MEPs sit. We're the second largest bloc in the Parliament. We're the only bloc that has representation from all 28 different countries. I always feel really proud of that. So I promote the role of culture in the development and well-being of individuals and communities. So our core values within the Socialist and Democratic Group is around social justice. I make sure that the social value of culture is not forgotten in the debate when economic argument often prevails. And that's why initiatives such as the Lux Prize Education Programme is very important for me. The Lux Prize highlights the importance of celebrating diversity in a time of political crisis, when some countries are tempted to turn inwards and give way to isolationism and nationalism. It's also a meaningful example of the use of intercultural exchange and intercultural learning as a tool to promote EU fundamental values of peace, as well as to address common challenges and create a common sense of belonging. And this subject of intercultural learning is precisely the subject of a report that I will be drafting in the Cult Committee in the coming months. The European Parliament itself is a model and symbol of cultural diversity. Its very makeup reflects Europe's multiplicity of cultures and languages. It is also very diverse. Its members represent 28 different member states speaking 24 official languages, in addition to regional and minority languages. And just a little sentence to finish off from the Lux Prize publication about cinema. So let's get back to the art form and the importance of culture and cinema. Cinema is one of the most powerful cultural vehicles that we have. It reminds us of people, places, events, and moments in our lives. It moves and inspires us. It enriches debate and even provokes it. Thank you very much for asking me to be here.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.